When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone, Fortnite.
Marissa.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
All right, Marissa, here are your three headlines. Two fake, one real. You get the real headline, and you are going to celebrate Earth Day today with a $100 gift card to Nathorp's Nursery Outlet in Mason and a pair of tickets to Viet Gone at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. So is the real headline A, a middle schooler assaulted another kid with a Stanley Cup? Is it B, a kindergartner assaulted another kid with a glue stick? Or is it C, two teenagers started a lunchroom brawl over a fudge round?
A.
It is A.
You got
the
it.
Stanley.
Really sad, but I saw it over the weekend.
Yeah, there was a time a few months back where people thought so highly of Stanley mugs that some people were wondering whether it would make them less valuable to take them out of the packaging. But now they're weapons.
Yeah.
13-year-old middle school student in Pennsylvania has been accused of launching an unprovoked attack against a classmate last week, violently hitting a 12-year-old girl in the head with a large Stanley Cup several times.
Oh, no. That has to hurt.
Well, yeah, it was so vicious that the girl was visibly bleeding. She was taken to the hospital. Thankfully, she's expected to be okay. Naturally, parents are very concerned about what went down.
He texted me and just said, "Mom, I'm scared. I can't even tell you what it's like to get a text message like that when your kid is at school." He's been a mess ever since. I just feel like there had to be multiple failures along the way here for this to happen.
You get that call from your kid hearing the words, "Blood and help me," and you freeze and you panic.
If it was taken serious by multiple complaints, that little girl would have been in school today.
You know, how are you keeping our kids safe?
Yeah, the attacker, who was also a girl, will face charges, but the parents there concerned about how the school is going to protect students moving forward and questioning whether or not this could have been prevented in the first place. But yeah, it was interesting to hear one parent say she warned school counselors that her daughter was threatened by the same girl earlier this week.
Oh, wow.
So they got a problem there. Mm-hmm. So how was your trip to New York?
My trip to New York was absolutely incredible. I left on Tuesday, kind of during the show on Tuesday, and met up with my friends from Broadway in Cincinnati. Jeff, I'll tell you what, we flew nonstop CVG to LaGuardia, and that is one of the easiest flights I've ever taken in life.
Yeah.
I mean, just nonstop on Delta. They have that new Delta terminal at LaGuardia, too, which makes it so much easier to navigate.
Love it.
But we went to see a lot of fantastic shows.
And this is something you do every year, right? You go on these trips to New York with Broadway in Cincinnati to preview the shows that will eventually make their way from Broadway to Cincinnati.
Yeah, so that we can talk about them. And I mean, there's so many great shows that we got to see. I was telling you a little bit earlier, we saw the Neil Diamond musical, A Beautiful Noise. We saw Anne Juliet, which is a show that I didn't really know that much about going into it. But it is something that anyone listening to Q102, they will absolutely love when it comes to the Aronoff Center, because it is all based on Max Martin music, who is a Swedish music producer who has worked with everyone from NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears. I mean, you will know every single song in this show. Mm. It is just so incredible. But I did have a very fun celebrity sighting. So when I was at one of the shows, I saw this guy walk down the aisle and immediately I was like, who? Why do I know that guy? It's one of those things like, why do I know that guy? I feel like I know that guy. And then I'm like, that is Dylan Dreyer's husband from the Today Show.
What? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. And because I feel like such a super stalker creeper.
How would you
fan,
even be able to pick him out of a lineup?
I don't know.
He's not even famous.
I know. And I don't know why I knew who he was, but I did because I turned to Ryan, who was our videographer that was with us. I was like, do you know who that is? Do you know who that is? Oh my God, do you know who that is? I'm like, that is Dylan Dreyer's husband.
Oh my God.
Dylan Dreyer, the meteorologist from the Today Show.
Yeah.
Is right behind him. I don't really feel that way. I'm not one of those like, oh my God, kind of people.
In other words, you don't typically get starstruck if you see a celebrity?
Well, I do. I would say I get like starstruck, but it was one of those moments where I was like, I know her.
Yeah.
But I felt like a stalker fan.
Because I've had that happen where I'll see a famous person and not realize at first that they're famous. They just seem familiar. And I think that they're like from my past or something until it hits me. Oh, no, she's from TV.
Oh, no. Immediately, I knew.
You knew
exactly
it was Dylan Dreyer from the Today Show.
I mean, I knew her husband was there. I knew who he was because I guess seen him on the Today Show. I know it is weird. But that's what I'm saying, though. I didn't really know that I was such a fan until I saw her in person. And then I immediately went through all the feelings that I feel when people see celebrities.
Yeah, right.
Do I go over? What do I say? What do I do? So the show was getting ready to start and they were so adorable. They were just on this cute little date night.
Oh.
They walked in, they sat down together and then he got up and went and got wine. So at that moment I'm like, do I go over now or do I wait? What am I supposed to do? I don't really, because I also was like, she's on a date night with her husband. I don't want it to be,
you don't want to intrude.
I'm the person that goes over like, hey, big fan, what's up?
Right.
So I didn't say anything. And then, of course, the show starts and she got up and went to the bathroom. And I'm like, oh.
Then you run in there.
Maybe I should run to the bathroom after her. And then I was like, no, because that's really weird. So I'm going through all these things. So the first act of the show starts and I'm like stalking them the whole time, just watching.
She's not even watching the show. She's just watching Dylan Dreyer.
And her husband was the loud laugher.
Oh, yeah.
In the show.
That's funny.
He was like, he loved this show. He was all about it. And then,
this was the Neil Diamond one?
No. So was like during Back to the Future, which isn't touring right now, but we're hoping to get it like one day. So it was kind of like a little nightcap show for us that we got to see. And it was great, of course. But the fun thing is that during intermission, he gets up and goes to the bathroom, her husband.
Oh.
And Ryan, the guy that was with them, was like, Fritch,
here's your chance.
This is the perfect time for you to talk to her. So I did it. And I walked over and I was like, hey, and she's sitting. So I, of course, like kneel down to be on eye level because I don't want that to be weird.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, I am really sorry to do this, but I am a giant fan of your show. I even watched that animal show you do on Saturday mornings that comes on after all the NBC stuff.
That's hilarious.
I watched that too.
I even watched the animal show that you do. By the way,
just won Tim over.
And she was like, oh, thank you. And I go, I hate to be this person, but can I please get a picture? Because my radio friends are not going to understand that I saw you. And so I just want to validate it that it really happened.
That's so funny.
And she's like, oh, yeah. And she was very sweet and very kind and very polite. But I was also like, I didn't want to draw this attention to her.
Yeah, because now everybody's going to ignore her.
And that's what happened was there was a woman from Boston in front of me.
Oh.
Who I guess her husband is from Boston.
Yeah.
So her.
And she used to be on the air in Boston.
Exactly. And so this woman was like, oh, honey, I've been watching you since nine. And I'm like, oh, God. And I kind of started that whole thing.
Thanks a lot, Fridge.
I know. Because then all these other people were like wondering, well, why is everybody wanting to know who this girl is and taking a picture with her?
Right. So, and they're like, oh, my God, that is someone. That's Dylan Dreyer.
Yes. And then, of course, like, other people just don't care or they didn't know who she was. But I, of course, was like, oh, my God, we're such big fans.
Well, they go in for the kill because they're like, when am I ever going to have this opportunity?
Yes. And that's the thing. Yeah, it just felt like, I'll put a picture up on the Q102 Facebook page, but I was just so excited that I got to meet. And I was like, my level of stalker fan, in addition to like knowing the husband, I was the one that was like, I didn't say this to her, but I'm like, we were pregnant at the same time. I know your son's name is Calvin. I know you do this cooking segment with her, them, and blah, 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 you know.
Well, you can say that the next time you run into her at a party or something.
Yeah, but still, I was just really excited to run into her. Outside of the Today Show.
Yeah, and then that's super cool.
And then the other person that we ran into was Bill Hemmer.
Oh, really?
Who was from Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's
elder,
own.
Elder guy.
Yeah, elder high.
Cincinnati's own. And the funny thing is, it was almost immediately when we got to New York, we went and grabbed lunch. And Catherine Nero was with me from, you know, Game Day PR. She used to work at Channel 9. And we're just sitting there talking and she yells, Bill Hemmer. Catherine, she's like, hey, it's Catherine. You know me because we worked the Joe Burrow outing together. And he was like, oh, yeah. And then he tried to like place her the whole time.
Yeah.
But then he was very excited that all of us were from Cincinnati.
Oh, that's cool.
We could talk to him about that.
Did you get a selfie with him?
No, because I was just like, nah, whatever. But yeah, I didn't feel like he was as famous as Dylan Dreyer.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. He's probably more famous.
He's an anchor on a big cable.
Yeah,
and that's the thing everybody kept saying, like, why am I supposed to know who he is? I'm like, what are you, like, he has, like, isn't it called Hemmer and Friends or Fox and Friends or something? He does, like, a big Fox News show.
I think whatever show he does has got his name on it.
MSNBC News show or something? I don't know.
The midday slot, yeah.
But yeah.
He was on CNN and then he went to Fox, or was it the other way around?
I think he's at Fox now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, he does a lot of stuff. People would know him. But, of course, we knew all the news people that were just walking by. We could have been, like, rubbing elbows with Sarah Jessica Parker, but nope. We were like, oh, we know you from the news.
So no John Oates sightings, huh?
No John Oates sightings. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah, we did have a really great time. I'll put some pictures up. But in addition to seeing so many fantastic shows, I mean, you can always be a Broadway subscriber. It was really fun. You know, BroadwayInCincinnati.com.
Very cool.
Six starts this week, right?
It does. It starts tomorrow night. And that show is incredible. You're going to love it. No intermission. It feels like the Spice Girls. It's such a good time.
Very cool. All right, well, welcome back. It's good to have you. It's 7:26, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Let's kick off some of the day's news that didn't make the news, shall we? Yeah. Let's see. Just how environmentally conscious do you think you are on this Earth Day? Also, grading your restaurant etiquette. It is Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. So, for some people, you know, it kind of depends. Like, when we talk about Earth Day, which is today, when we talk about how environmentally conscious we think we are, it depends. Some people might give themselves an 8 when they're combing through the trash, separating bottles and cans, maybe a 2 at other times. So they asked 5,000 Americans, including residents of every state in the country, to rate themselves on how eco-friendly they consider themselves to be on a scale from 1 to 10. And interestingly enough, the people in New Mexico, of all places, rated themselves the best. Whether or not they are the best remains to be seen, but at least they seem to think so, with an average score of 5.7. And that's what was interesting to me, is that a 5.7 out of 10 was the highest. So I got to give these folks credit for being honest. Residents from California are the second most environmentally conscious, although you wouldn't think so, followed by people in Oregon, Delaware, Massachusetts, Vermont. And the only reason I say that is because, you know, you would think residents from California would regard themselves as the most environmentally conscious. In fact, one of my closest, dearest friends from back in the day, who still lives in Sacramento, she worked in radio, but When we both parted ways, she went to go work for the state of California, and she works in their recycling division. So it's basically her job. She works in the state capital of California, and it's her job to help all these cities and towns and different municipalities basically keep up with the ever-changing recycling programs, you know, making sure they have the allocated bins and all that and all the instructional material and everything, the pamphlets and the PSAs are distributed and the public is educated on that front. That's kind of what she does full-time. She's been at it for like 20-something years.
That's a cool job.
Also, people in Delaware, Massachusetts, Vermont, Washington, Florida, Maryland, and Rhode Island feel that they are also very environmentally conscious. They scored the highest. But people in South Carolina, on the other hand, just flat out admitted to being the worst with an average score of just 3.9. Tennessee was the second lowest, followed by Arizona. Ohio also near the bottom. Again, these were self-assessed. And Alabama.
It's definitely interesting at different parts of the country how they look at it. I know it was years ago, but when I moved to Arkansas the first time, I had been recycling for a decade. The trucks had been coming to Michigan where I grew up for years. You had a bin for the cans and all this stuff. Moved to Arkansas and just throw everything in the same bag.
Oh, yep. Really?
There was no, I mean, they have it now.
Oh, yeah, but at the time.
But at the time.
But we had already, like, we were 15 years ahead of them in Michigan at the time.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, just different parts of the country look at stuff differently.
I also think when people get the small recycle bin, I'm like, do you know, you really do need the bigger one.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of all the things
Amazon
that you
boxes.
Can recycle. Yeah. It's like you need the wheeler to come out.
Yeah, I mean, Rumpke provided us, you know, with one of those big green ones.
Yeah, that's what we have too.
And it's still not enough. Like
yeah.
we have old, smaller, those old, smaller recycle bins that you talked about that are kind of our overflow that we still have that we brought to the place that we're living in now just to contain everything.
It really
but, you know,
is
a lot of that is Amazon packaging too,
yes.
I might add.
But it really is like the easiest thing that I think that you can do. I mean, you're going to throw it away anyway. So take the few extra steps and put it in the recycle bin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, just a roundup of some of the interesting Earth Day topics floating around on the internet. The first Earth Day was observed back in 1970, almost 55 years ago. And so I guess the question is, have things improved or gotten worse since then? It really depends on who you ask. In a new poll, 70% of Americans say the amount of pollution globally has increased, while 11% say it's stayed the same, and 8% say it's actually decreased. What other? Oh, there was a story. Where did I see this? About AI in hotels. A new study suggests that hotels could save water by bringing AI into showers. The idea is that there would be a screen in the shower that would provide guests with data feedback about their shower length and water use.
Mm.
One aspect could include a timer and encourage people to beat the clock.
That might work.
And supposedly that would reduce the length of time they spend showering by more than 25%. So the last place that I lived in before Kristen and I moved in together was Silver LEED certified. It was new construction. And one of the things that helped to qualify for, I guess, Silver LEED certification were the shower heads.
And you just a little dribble. You're like, where's the bleeping water?
Well, no, but actually, I mean, yes, it was. But like the way the shower heads were constructed were in such a way where it was a lot less water, but it was pressurized almost, if that makes sense. Like they just made the shower head smaller so that the water that was coming out came out faster. So even though it was less water, like it felt like you were still getting that water pressure you like on the feet, like on your back, you know, when you turn it on.
Yeah, you want it to come out with a little
bit. Yeah, you want a little bit of pressure, right?
What's Silver LEED, though? Is that like a...
It's a gold LEED or Silver LEED. So that house they built next to me is all, it's certified. Everything's saving the earth.
So it has to do with like the material they use in the construction.
Oh, so it's like top to bottom. That's cool.
The energy saving appliances that are in the house. And, you know, I guess they inspect this stuff. Like I had to submit all these forms and stuff to the city of Cincinnati. They reviewed it before they gave a so-called silver lead certification. And I forget.
Did you get like a tax break or something?
Yeah, I did get some benefit, although I forget what it was. But it was enough that I went, put myself through the rigmarole of getting it done.
Mm-hmm. It was worth your while.
It was worth my while. Yeah, I must have gotten some kind of tax break. I'm sure somebody from the city of Cincinnati will clarify that for me.
They'll chime in and let you know.
Yeah, there was some benefit. But yeah, I made the point that a lot of it is, at least like a lot of the recycling that we have outside of, you know, bottles or cans or whatnot is packaging from, you know, stuff we get. I mean, now that everybody gets everything delivered.
Oh, yeah.
Just the Amazon packaging alone fills up our green bin. And then we got this guy here locally who's getting dozens of unwanted Amazon packages every month. Has that ever happened to you? Well, 9 News consumer reporter John Matarese is going to check in with us here live in the studio in a few minutes and tell you why this sometimes happens, why it may have happened to you, and what to do if you end up getting unexpected delivery. This is...
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Something that, so far, to my knowledge, I don't think this has actually happened to me, but this has happened to some people where they just randomly start getting packages from Amazon that they didn't order.
Yeah.
And 9 News consumer reporter John Matarese is here to tell us all about it and what to do if it happens to you.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, this has been happening for a number of years now, and I've heard from people over at WCPO who say, John, I got something in the mail, and it was like a t-shirt, and I didn't order it. It was from Amazon. And then
did they get charged for it?
Nope, no charge, nothing. It just shows up with their name on it, and that's it. And then some people, like, I got a pack of 3 face masks, you know, those COVID face masks. And I didn't order them. They just came from China, you know, or was an Amazon delivery. And it's like, what's going on here? Why am I getting packages? Well, this past week, we interviewed a guy. God bless him. Great guy. He's a disabled veteran, was in Afghanistan, I think.
Wow.
And he is up in Loveland, and he gets dozens of Amazon packages a month. I mean, we had him in front of his driveway. He opened the garage and he had like 60 boxes
really?
And packages from Amazon.
Why so many?
And
he have a name like John Smith?
No,
or is it something
no.
He
says, I get these. I call Amazon. They say, oh, you don't have to return them. Just keep them or throw them away. And he just keeps getting them. And what is it? What comes? Well, it's mostly cheap clothing. Cheap women's clothing is what shows up, like little blouses and a pair of shorts and maybe some cheap leggings. It's primarily that, but he also gets some cushions for outdoor furniture, just cheap kind of stuff. Nothing good. It's not like Lululemon is showing up,
right?
You know, he's like, "Ooh, I'll turn around and sell this stuff." You know, it's nothing that's really valuable at all.
But he's not getting charged for him, so
no,
that's
not
good.
Not getting charged.
Okay,
and he's getting with Amazon. We got with Amazon and said, "Look, can you finally just block his address so that no Amazon packages come to his house?" And he says, "Look, I'll sign up with my mom's address for anything I want to order.
Yeah.
Don't send things here." So hopefully it's stopping. What it is, it's a weird name. It's called the brushing scam. And what it is companies in China are looking to boost their ratings. They want to raise their ratings on Amazon. So what they do is they'll pick out a random person, an address they have, and it's where they find an account. You know, they know your Amazon account and your address, and they start shipping things there. So they'll say, oh, Jennifer Fritsch. You know, they'll say, and they'll just start sending things. And you say, I didn't order this, but it shows that they made a delivery. And then what they will do is they will write a review in your name.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, when people search for, you know, $7 leggings, it comes up 5 stars because they've been sending them randomly to Fritsch and, you know, 200 other people. And it's like they just sent them to you. Then they write up the review and it looks like you wrote it. And you got them. They were delivered. Right. And 5-star review, top of the list.
So if they do a fake review in Fritsch's name, do they have to have hacked her account to be able to do that?
Good question. You know, in a lot of cases, not necessarily.
Yeah.
But some cases, yes. Because you check your account, and in many cases, it doesn't show anything.
But to your knowledge,
his Amazon account did not show that he was ordering all these things.
No.
That is insane, because I read the reviews.
Right, you read reviews.
When I read product, especially clothing product reviews, because I want to know, is it thin material? Does it fit true to size?
Yes, you're buying leggings. You want to know if they're garbage leggings or if they're, you know.
Can I see through them?
Are they the equivalent of $120 Lululemon leggings? There's a huge difference there.
Right.
And with the reviews, problem with reviews is so many people now are basically given items free, paid to review, that you've got to really look through the reviews.
Especially
the top reviews, those people, you know, were influencers given the product.
I'll start with like the negative reviews just to see, like you can tell the people who were just, like, you know, they got a chip on their shoulder, they're just complaining to complain. But then there are the negative reviews that all seem to be sort of consistent. Like they're all complaining about the same thing.
Like
the garment came apart after two wears.
And then you see a trend there. So great idea. Start with the negative reviews, especially with a hotel. You know,
I do that a lot on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, TripAdvisor.
Because we'll get we'll go to those all-inclusive resorts or whatever. And I go to TripAdvisor and I'll type it in and I immediately just click on terrible. Because I want to see what
the average to terrible.
Like, what are they complaining about?
What specifically is terrible?
And
about?
Can I tolerate that part of it?
Because the excellent reviews, so many of them were paid, or
the people were
given it free. They were given the trip free. Mm-hmm. They were given the product free. So anyway, that's why you might get some Amazon items at your place. If you start getting some, you might want to change your Amazon password. As I always say, don't waste your money.
Yeah, because I guess it lends the review more credibility if it's got that verified buyer at the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
And this Fritsch saying all these leggings were great.
I know.
Now that I think of it. So what are you working on tonight, John?
Oh, what are we going on tonight? You know, that's a great question.
They haven't had their Monday morning meeting yet.
This is
what happens. John, his first stop, you know, after Duncan, of course, comes
on my Monday
here.
Morning. So we'll see you later today.
All right, buddy. It is, 7:45, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Weather-wise, we got sunshine out there. Denise mentioned a couple of patches of fog still before they burn off. Otherwise, once the frost advisory expires at 9 o'clock, we're going to see those temperatures continue to rise. 63 is our high today. Right now, it's 30.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.